Hi, my name's Tim Conway, and I'm one of the pastors of Grace Community Church in San Antonio, Texas. And as you can tell, we have the Capitol building behind me. We're not in San Antonio today. We're rather in Austin, Texas. And the reason is because our church in San Antonio is planting a brand new church. We're calling it Grace Church Austin in Austin, Texas. So you might ask, why is there a need for another church in Austin, Texas? And it's not as though there may not be other good churches here. There most definitely are. But this is a city of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And the truth is that Jesus Christ has given us a commission to go into all the world and to make disciples. And Peter tells us that Christians are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And our desire is to proclaim the excellencies of Jesus Christ. We really desire to see God glorified in our state capital of Austin. We desire not to have a church that has all the modern amenities. We're not looking for a place where the building is fancy, but we desire to have a people of God meeting together who are reaching out into the community here, a people who are praying, a people who are fasting, a people who want to sing the praise and glory of Christ, a people who are serious about the Word of God, who desire to live by this Word, and who desire to take the message of the Gospel and Christ crucified out into the neighborhoods. We want to preach the freeness of a righteousness that can become ours, that was earned by Christ, God justifying the ungodly. A free gospel that we don't have to work for, we don't have to earn, we don't have to merit. Pure grace. But at the same time, a salvation that when we truly have received what Christ did by faith, that it's always accompanied by regeneration, by a total transformation. We're born again. We're new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things become new. We live for Christ. Christ is everything to us. We fall in love with Christ. We're willing to live for Him. We live a life of repentance, a life where God purges us from our idols, a life that's transformed. And we truly believe that Scripture teaches that where there isn't a thoroughly transformed life, there is no salvation. Jesus Himself said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things I say?" Our desire is to proclaim the gospel that Christ proclaimed and that Paul proclaimed and the early church proclaimed, the power of the resurrection, that unless you repent, you will likewise perish. And repentance is not adding something to Christ's gospel. It was already there. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. This isn't adding works to the gospel. What it's doing is it's showing us that true salvation will always turn us away from our sin and our idols and self-trust to rest entirely in Christ. Entirely. That's the nature of true repentance. It goes hand in hand with true faith. It's a turning from our sin, resting entirely in Christ, turning away from all of our own mechanisms and machinery and efforts and trying to clean up our own life and falling as sinners into the hands of Christ to be saved. But if we do that, He means to save us. He truly does mean to cleanse our lives. He truly does mean to purge our lives of our idols. He truly means, just as his name, Jesus, they called him by that name because he would save his people from their sin, and he means to save us from our sin. Just as Paul says in the Roman epistle, that sin will no longer have dominion over you. We believe in that kind of Christianity, a Christianity not of perfection, but definitely where Christ, by his power, is going to break that dominion of sin in our lives, so that we can't, as Christians, continue on in sin. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are a people who will put to death the deeds of the body. We are a people who are God's chosen people, that he has saved to be zealous of good works. And that's our desire, that we would have a church here that would live out good works in the sight of a lost city, largely lost. And that in so seeing these works of God's people, that it would be a light and that God would be glorified. That's our desire, that kind of Christianity, that kind of gospel, the cross of Christ. There is a salvation there that is utterly powerful, utterly life-changing. We don't want to come here to proclaim some shallow thing that leads to a bunch of shallow Christianity. We want to see the true thing. We want to see some of these people that now sit out there in darkness. Whether it's the darkness of liberalism, it's the darkness of living the life of a felon, the darkness of drugs and alcohol, the darkness of just self-righteous religion. Oh, we so desire to see God free sinners from the power and bondage of their sin and of Satan. And we believe that God has given us just such a gospel, the power of God unto salvation, to break people free, to set them free. Christ said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's the kind of truth we want to set forth in this city, the truth that sets men and women and children free. And we believe that as we proclaim the gospel of this book, that's exactly what's going to happen. Our desire is to come into this city and plant the seed of this gospel, and plant and plant and water it with tears and prayer and fasting, calling upon the Lord to show mercy upon sinners. And we believe that he is bringing us here for that very purpose. But in the beginning, a church plant is difficult. It takes a lot of effort. There's a tremendous amount of discouragement, though there's a tremendous amount of encouragement from the Lord. But it can be tough in the beginning. We're not talking about a fully developed church. If you have a desire to be a part of a church that truly resembles the New Testament churches, if you have a desire to be a part of a church that takes prayer seriously and worship seriously and evangelism seriously, foreign missions seriously, we really do want to reach this city. We don't simply want to be comfortable in a nice building somewhere, but our desire down in San Antonio is to plant a church up here that would truly be a lighthouse in the dark, that would seek to reach out to people that right now sit in darkness. Our desire is that they may see a great light, the light of Christ. Our desire more than anything is to see Christ exalted in Austin, Texas.